what sort of warnings were you given?
Well, we knew that we had to keep them in the room. As a matter of fact, the story that maybe a little energy has nothing to do with the emphasis you're talking about, but we wanted to keep everything just as tightly as we possibly could. And it was thought that when they first X-band radar went down past the Germans, that automatically the Germans would know what we had done and how to build such a radar. About 15 years later, I was having a party at my home because I was a Bendix Corporation, and Bendix and Telefunken were trying to put together a joint venture in Germany. And one of the individuals from the telephone got to talking with a friend of mine who was working with me, Bendix, that had also been at the radiation lab, and they got talking about that particular radar. This engineer was the one who dissected and diagnosed that particular radar. But, and then he asked a question about the magnetron. And all of a sudden, my friend recognized that they never caught on secret and fought and made it successful.
One day, just in the hall, I found Roy Spencer, who was in the antenna group, got talking about, we talked about ideas from time to time. And he said, "Say, you know, I remember seeing some corner reflectors that could be put in the highway to reflect light back in automobiles. But, we ought to be able to make a corner reflector for microwave energy." And we most of us said, really ought to work. And he said, "Why don't you work out some the equations of, and the patterns that we might get? I'm going to build one." And I built one. It was about maybe a foot and a half or so. And I remember Ed Purcell up at Harvard here who came and looked at it and said, "Hey, what's that?" You know, he said, "Well, that'd be interesting." So as soon as I could get a junior engineer, and I was pretty junior too, work with me, and that was within a week. We were up and spent the full night on the roof over building 22, and by the next morning we had the patterns worked out, and then checked it with Roy, and they were pretty much what ought to, the way it ought to be. And those reflectors you find around now lots of places. As a matter of fact, I have one on my sailboat because it makes my sailboat look like a big boat. And in other soul, you can look in any kind of a catalog and find them for sailors and so forth. As a matter of fact, they were put into life rafts and collapsible, and then they'd expand. And there's quite a few crews who were in the battle, you know, flights against Japan, the runs against, bombing runs against Japan, a lot of aircraft went down. And when the crews could ditch and get out in life raft, they could then be seen by the radars and other aircraft. A lot of guys were saved. They were under that.